67 degrees at 8:56. It's time for a check of the commodity markets on this Monday, and we bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. We're starting out with some weaker values here. Beans leading the way down here this morning on what was another active harvest weekend, especially on the bean side. Quite a few beans being cut over the weekend, offering a little bit of resistance here this morning to markets. Corn a little quieter today and also seeing some weakness in the wheat market. Of course, new month here, we did see a little bit of support on Friday from the lower-than-expected quarterly stocks numbers and some end-of-the-month short covering, but that's fading here this morning. We have these corn at 353 and three quarters, down 1 1/2. March corn at 366 and a half, down 1 1/4. May corn at 375 and a quarter, down a penny. November soybeans at 960, down 8 1/4. Excuse me. January soybeans at 970 and three quarters, down 7 3/4. March beans at 980, down 7 3/4. December Chicago wheat 442 and three quarters, down 5 1/2. March Chicago wheat at 461 and a half, down a nickel. December KC wheat 436 and three quarters, down 6. March KC wheat at 454 and a quarter, also down 6. Up in Minneapolis, we have December wheat at 609, down 14 and three quarters. March Minneapolis wheat at 623 and three quarters, down 13 and one quarter. Looking at the livestock markets here, fairly mixed. We have cattle mostly weaker to start. October live cattle 109 even, down 10. December cattle 114.87, down 37. October feeders 152.10, that's down 12 cents. November feeders at 153.45, down 55. Hog market higher here to start the week. October hogs 56.97, up $1.57. December hogs 60.95, that's up $1. Looking at some of the outside markets, equities mostly higher. The dollar also higher, up about a half a point. Crude oil under some pressure here, down at $1.42. As far as news here today, export inspections out this morning at 10 a.m. Central. Also have crop progress out this afternoon, expecting the bean harvest progress to jump considerably over this last week. Corn harvest progress up marginally. You see some rain moving into the forecast here through the western Midwest and even sneaking into Illinois here this week, so that'll provide some welcome relief here. Awful dry out in most parts of the central corn belt here this week, so we'll see how that plays out. Otherwise, as the week goes on, looks like mostly harvest progress news and weather-related news kind of dictating the market action. We'll also begin to see some production estimates out from the private forecasters here as we look forward to that October 12th crop report, Brian.
All right, Aaron. Well, thanks for that update.
Yeah, have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Aaron Curtis joining us from Midco in Bloomington on this Monday morning. And we've just received word from NPR that President Trump scheduled to make a statement at 9:30 this morning about the events in Las Vegas last night. We will carry that for you on WILL AM 580. In addition, 1A has changed their lineup today. They will be discussing the shooting in Las Vegas as well, that coming up here at the top of the hour. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says mostly sunny and breezy today with a high of 82 degrees and a southeast wind gusting up to 20 miles per hour. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 68 degrees at 9 o'clock.